the second day today, there was no internet services in Darjeeling, but the shutdown has not stopped outrage from spreading over the death of three Gorkha Janmukti Morcha supporters in Saturday's clashes with the police. Political force are shaking hands with the Morcha and the anger is spreading. Sikkim's Trinamool chief has now quit the party and Sikkim's ruling party, the SDF, has condemned the three deaths and reiterated support for Gorkhaland. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has meanwhile left for the Netherlands this morning, calling for calm and telling protesters, don't play with fire.
পাহাড়ের ভাই বোনেরাও আমাদের বিভিন্ন জায়গায় কাজ করেন, আমাদের ভাই বোনেরাও পাহাড়ে কাজ করে। আমি মনে করি মানুষ হিসেবে আমরা সবাই সব সারা পৃথিবীতে আছি, সারা ভারতবর্ষ সব কাস্ট ক্রিড সব জাতি আছে। সুতরাং এটা ওরা যেটা জাতি দাঙ্গার পথে নিয়ে যাচ্ছে এটা ঠিক হচ্ছে না, কারণ আমার কাছে পাহাড়ি এবং বাঙালির মধ্যে কোনো তফাৎ নেই। আমরা সবাই একসাথে কাজ করি, সুতরাং এটা আগুন নিয়ে খেলা না করে শান্তি রক্ষা করা উচিত বলেই মনে করি।
All right, facing off tonight on the buck stops here, we have from the Gorkha Janmukti Morcha, Swaraj Thapa, joining us here in the studio this evening. Also joining us from the Trinamool Congress, Mahua Mitra. Mahua Mitra, let me begin with you. Can the Chief Minister afford to be away at a time like this, which appears to be critical for her, when the hills are burning, when the Gorkhaland agitation seems to be at a 30-year peak? She's not even there.
I think that's a very unfair statement, Ankita. I think if you see where what the record of any chief minister in this country is in handling a problem head on, I think Mamata Banerjee is miles ahead of the competition, the opposition. I think when the trouble started, she was in the hills. Anybody else in her place would have hot-footed it down to the plains. And our chief minister was there personally. She was out in her car. She was walking the streets with a loudspeaker in her hand, appealing to people to keep calm. She personally was there, made sure tourists were getting on and getting down, because overnight the GJM gave a call for all the tourists to leave. She deputed senior ministers who were there, who were getting people on trains and buses the night for two nights. So I think this has been long-standing. This is obviously day seven into the problem, and she's been handling it head-on every day. We have a system in place, and this is a long-standing
really
commitment to go and receive
Mahua,
an award.
Mahua, yes. you might say the chief minister is doing everything. The protests are merely increasing. Yeah. You have many factions who for years have not been united now coming together under a broader umbrella and all now demanding a separate state of Gorkhaland. Today you have problems in your own party also. Is it not true that the Trinamool Sikkim chief has resigned?
It could well be true that the Sikkim chief has resigned, but you must realize something, Ankita. Unfortunately, when it's something when people stoke up, it's like the BJP when they stoke up patriotism or they stoke up nationalism. Now, nobody is going to come out and say, oh, we are not patriotic or we are not nationalistic. All these parties which today seem to back the GJM, you must understand that the JAP, the Jan Andolan Party, Harka Bahadur Chhetri, had a very public falling out. He was an MLA of the GJM. He had a very public falling out with Bimal Gurung and said, up his own party and has fought against the GJM in Kalimpong. Number one, you have the GNLF which boycotted the last GTA elections. It was when Subhash Gissing's wife passed away, the GJM did not let her body enter Darjeeling. So we are looking at people which have had extremely diverse interests at heart, and today when they've stoked this thing of nationalist sentiment of Gorkhaland,
okay,
obviously nobody is going to come out and say that, you know, we are unpatriotic.
I want to take that across to Swaraj Thapa from the GJM here with us at the studio tonight. It's a very interesting analogy that's being provided by the Trinamool here, stoking nationalist sentiment in a state, or we could call it Gorkhaland sentiment in this case. How do you respond to her?
First, let me comment on Mamata Banerjee not being here, being in Netherlands. For the past several months, the chief minister has been saying that I have been coming to Darjeeling again and again, 30 times, 35 times, 40 times. Now, it's very clear that's all for political reason. When the time is required, when there have been four people who have been killed, she decides to go off to Netherlands. I mean, what is happening here? There is not a word of condolence. There is not an expression of sorrow. Nobody in the TMC is saying that, you know, we are sorry. Four people have died. I mean, it's not a joke, you know. And here you are saying, oh, She has a pre-arranged visit in Netherlands. I mean, for God's sake, chief ministers have cancelled, their visits when such a thing has happened. Not a single person from the TMC has gone there and said that we are very sorry.
But
so many people have died.
Might I add that, you're asking for central intervention, but even the BJP MP of Darjeeling has not yet visited the situation. Why are you holding so much hope from
first,
them then?
First of all, let us first keep the politics aside. You know, when four people died, and it is under the watch of the West Bengal government, under the watch of the TMC-led government. There, when four people have died, imagine, had it been some other place, Chief Minister would have not only gone there, she would have immediately announced 10 lakh rupees, 15 lakh rupees, 20 lakh rupees. I mean, here, so, you know, the thing is not about an incident. What we are trying to do is actually change the distortion in the national narration, you know. Our cause.
Well, you certainly succeeded. You're getting a lot of prime talking time. But, you know, Mahua Mitra, come back on this. It is a fair question that's being asked at this point. This is possibly one of the bigger political challenges Mamata Banerjee has faced. Can she, in fact, give that statement that she did just before she left for the Netherlands visit, saying protesters can't play with fire? That the GJM, in fact, nurtures terrorists, that they smuggle in arms to fuel unrest. She said all this, and yet the situation is not
and
a priority.
None of it is true, by the way. None of it is true.
Can I answer? Is that question for me, Ankita? Can I answer?
Yes,
that?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Mama.
I think she's absolutely right in saying that please don't pay with fire. Let me point out two very important things here. Number one, the Mamata Banerjee has not become the first minister to preside over the liquidation of Bengal. Number one, okay? We are not going to let Bengal be divided. That's the first thing. The second thing, when she says don't play with fire, I think that is very sound advice. Please look at the timing of what's happened. If you say that if Gorkhaland was so much on the minds of the GJM, in 2011, might I remind you that they signed up to the GTA. They signed up to the GTA. Mubila Gurung is today the chief executive of the GTA. So they have signed up to the semi-autonomous this organization, and they are supposed to look at everything. They have administrative financial powers. They have taken 900 crores from the state government. They have taken 600 crores from the central government, of which none of which is accounted for, by the way. We have continued with development. The only reason this Gorkhaland has started accordingly has been on two issues. Number one is that we won the election in Mirik. We got 6 out of 9 seats in Mirik, and it's the first time that a party in the plains has come in and challenged their hegemony in the hills, and that has frightened them. And that is why this has come up now, the first. The second thing, they're using Bengali as an excuse. And might I remind you that we have come out over and over again and said Bengali is optional. The meaning of the word optional.
But,
you've had 15 boards.
But wasn't that after it already backfired?
No,
Mahua
Mitra.
Your chief minister is a very canny politician. She realized the moment it was announced that it was going to go down very badly in North Bengal indeed.
Not at all. If she's a canny politician, she would never make that mistake in the first place.
Bengali was optional since 1960. It's not optional. You know, today it's not made optional today. It's been optional since 1960.
If it were not optional, excuse me, if it were not optional, Ankita, would we not pass the government order and then rescind it? Was any government order passed? Can I remind you?
Point that's being made. Why is it that the protesters on the mall even today are talking about Bengali as being the reason why there was this immediate trigger to the protests? I mean, you might talk about these being reflective of the aspirations of the people of North Bengal for many years now. But clearly there was a catalyst.
The catalyst is on 15th May, Partha Chatterjee gave a statement. I mean, why would he do a press conference at 8:30 and announce that we are, you know, bringing Bengali as a compulsory language? And then the next day, Mamata Banerjee said that it's going to be one of the three languages. Mahua is saying that Bengali is an optional language, Bengali has been an optional language since 1960. I mean, are you coming out with another, law which makes Bengali optional again? Yeah. I mean, this is totally ridiculous. The point is that, I don't want to go into much further than that, because there might be an ulterior motive behind it, but I don't want to lose track
of
our issue.
Unfortunately, you know, you are accusing the West Bengal government of ulterior motives. Mamata Banerjee is constantly talking about conspiracy and all of this. It's a situation where tourists are stranded, where highways are being blocked. I think the larger issues are really not being looked
at. No. But as I said, the provocation was the state government. All we are saying that there should have been status quo. Bengali was optional, so nothing would have happened. But then,
by
stating
this... Why the announcement? Mahua Mitra, it's a logical question.
Why the announcement?
One second. Okay, be that as it may, if Mamata Banerjee has come out and clarified that it is optional. Was any...
What is this? Again, she's saying...
Why
make the announcement at
all? I didn't interrupt you, sir. Please let me finish.
I'm not interrupting.
Okay. Then what is speaking over somebody called? Is it called somebody else?
Why the announcement? You're not explaining that.
One second. Is speaking over somebody, is that not called interruption? What is that called in English?
All right. Go ahead. Make your point, Mahua.
Yeah. So... One second, if she has come out and clarified, there is no government order. We have not yet placed the bill in the assembly. We have not come out and said that she has come out and clarified very clearly in Mirik, it is optional. If the chief minister has said it is optional, has one Gurkha child, has one child in the hills being forced to study Bengali? No. If that is not the case, what is the purpose of an agitation? The government order
all
has
right,
not yet all right. come
now,
out.
All right, all right. Now, Moa, one more, to add to this, it's clearly no longer about either the language issue alone or about the Morcha alone. It's very convenient for the West Bengal government to keep talking about this as a Morcha conspiracy, as the Morcha being worried about post the Mirik results, as the Morcha wanting to paper over possible cracks in financial dealings which are now going to be audited. But given that all political factions in the region have now come about, papered over their differences and have gotten together to advance this cause for a separate Gorkha land, how is the West Bengal government going to deal with this now? Look, it's clearly gone beyond just the Morcha.
I don't think that's true. I think we've seen this before. Like I've said, if the BJP comes out tomorrow and says that there's been a shelling on the border and we've got to support our soldiers and they're stoking nationalist sentiments, nobody's actually going to come out and ask, has there really been an attack on the border? Because that would be termed unpatriotic. So I think when you're appealing to nationalist sentiments, nobody from that region is going to come out and say, oh, we are Gorkha but we don't stand. We had the 15 boards yesterday, the lectures, the Bhutia, the Tamangs, we have 15 boards apart from the Nepalis who have come out and we've put out a joint coordinated statement saying we're appealing for peace and while we may believe that there is a demand for us for whatever the regions may be, the way to do this is talk, which is why the GTA was created in this first place. What did the GTA want? The GTA wanted the needs of the people of the region be addressed, and which is what we have done via the GTA, which is what we have done via development program.
So why has it failed?
Do you believe
the GTA has failed as an experiment that was meant to be in lieu of a separate Gorkha land? Why do you now want to junk the GTA altogether when you were definitely signatories to it in the past?
Because the kind of powers which were there in the GTA, it's very clear that it's powerless. How? I'll tell you. On 8th, the day this one small incident happened, just in half a minute, Mamata Banerjee decided that the building, which is actually the property of the GTA, they just locked it. The very next day, she changed the chief executive, who's the principal secretary of the GTA. Then the very next day, she changed the secretary, all without any consultation with the GTA. When the GTA is existing,
no longer has any power.
No, it does. It's power. It has been powerless all along. So it's just a sham that you have given all these powers, but actually there were no powers, and it was evident on that very day itself. Just one single incident happened, and Mamata Banerjee in one stroke decided to close the one building, then change all the officers.
Without getting into the nitty-gritties, I think the broader picture is, at least the Morcha would like us to believe that the Gorkhaland Territorial Administration, which was meant to be in lieu of a separate Gorkhaland, is an experiment that has failed.
Totally.
Going forward, Mahua Moitro, we have heard the Chief Minister talk about this all-party meeting. What is this all-party meeting going to achieve? She's not going to be there for it herself, but she will have a representative there. What can it achieve?
Look, there's two things. I think what's very there's one thing that I would like to reply to Mr. Thapa when he says a small incident. I think that the GJM has completely lost any moral authority to occupy a building which is 100 yards from the Raj Bhavan, in which 6,000 Morcha supporters stockpiled marble pieces, stockpiled stones, stockpiled bottles.
They were just protesting outside, and you police decided to fire. Police decided to fire and then tear gas shells to the
You can trade charges indefinitely, right? Mahatra, but you know, how is the situation going to be resolved?
The situation cannot be resolved by what the GJM is doing, which is complete and outright vandalism. Okay? Burning down buildings, burning down the toy train, burning down PWD buildings, blocking national highways, stopping tourist cars, making everyone leave that area. Do you think this is going to solve anything? We just need an atmosphere.
But is shutting down internet service is going to solve anything either? Do you now not have a Kashmir-like situation on your hands? Where protesters are pelting stones.
Bring in the army, cut down internet services, you bring all your officers, you bring a crack team from Calcutta, you kill people, and then you want to just subject them to torture and police brutality. And you want to kill more people.
Were the police officers who had been injured by the GJM from day one, were they injured by missiles from Mars or from GJM supporters?
Missiles? What missiles?
Yeah, you were throwing bombs. Bullets. All of India has seen it, sir.
Come on, please.
All of India.
Okay, last comment, Mahua Mahatra, and we would like a solution. We would like at least some possibility of talks in the future. Is central intervention the answer, or can the West Bengal government still come to terms with the situation in Darjeeling?
The solution has to come only and only when the GJM decides to put away its bombs, its arms, and its vandalism and come to the table to speak.
With bows and arrows and sickles and shovels, you think we want to start a revolution there?
All right, I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. Tonight, this certainly doesn't augur well for talks and all-party meetings. But Mahua Mahatra and Swaraj Thapa, thank you for joining us on the Buck Stops here tonight.